This is WLRN News. I'm Nancy Klingener. If you've ever driven to or from Key West, you've crossed the Cowkey Bridge. It's the only way to get on or off of the island. Now, the state says the decks and beams of the bridge need to be replaced. Rodolfo Roman from the State Department of Transportation says the problem isn't the traffic going over the Cowkey Bridge. It's what goes underneath.
There's a lot of folks get on the jet skis, wave runners, and saltwater splashes on the bridge. And over time, it's been damaging the bridge.
News of the state's plan to work on the bridge has upset a lot of people in the Lower Keys. Traffic already backs up coming into Key West every morning and leaving every afternoon. Virginia Panico with the Key West Chamber of Commerce says 80 to 85% of Key West's workforce lives outside of the island. And there are some essential services just over the bridge on Stock Island.
We have a hospital, we have a school, we have a college, and we have a nursing home and a convalescent center.
The state plans to cover the new bridge with a coating that should protect it better from the saltwater spray thrown up by personal watercraft. And they've changed the construction plans to reduce the time of the project to 6 months. From the WLRN Southernmost Bureau at the studios of Key West, I'm Nancy Klingener.